I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Terminally ill people now have the right to take their own lives, and the state minimum wage will go up. Voters passed both measures in last month's election, and Governor John Hickenlooper signed them into law late last week. 91.5 KRCC State House reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Voters passed the medical aid and dying proposal by a 2-to-1 margin. It allows mentally competent, terminally ill patients to receive a prescription from doctors for medication that would end their lives. Voters also gave a thumbs up to raising the minimum wage to $12 an hour by the year 2020. Lori Raymond owns a dog daycare and a training and grooming business in Glenwood Springs. She supports the idea as a matter of social fairness.
We have had too much of the race to the top on the one hand and race to the bottom on the other. People have been feeling left out.
In November, the minimum wage passed with 55% of the vote. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A group called Save Cheyenne, looking to stop a controversial land swap in Colorado Springs between the city and the Broadmoor Hotel, has lost a challenge, alleging the deal was not legal. The Colorado Springs Independent reports a district judge sided with the city and the Broadmoor in the trade that would, among other transactions, give the hotel a parcel of land in Cheyenne Canyon Park, known as Strawberry Fields. The group says it will appeal the ruling. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.